This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Joe Cravens, former Big Sky basketball coach, now Big Sky broadcaster, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1, 1310, KFK. You better listen. It's more fun than getting dirty.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Joining me now, a great friend of mine, president. You've heard his ads. You've heard his voice. You know his name. President of Bank of Colorado, Sean Ostoff, who was also a member of that UNC Bears Hall of Fame team from 1988 to 1989. They won a whole lot of basketball games there, and Sean is a whole lot taller than me as well. Sean, my friend, thanks for being on with us. Always look forward to our conversations, and I know we're both excited about our Bears coming up on Monday.
Hey, Brady, good to be with you, and thanks for having me on the radio this morning. Gosh, the Bears are playing so well. I every time I see Steve, I got to pinch myself and pinch him too, because the Bears have been playing so well this last half of the season, and we always knew this team had the talent to do it, and it's just fun to see then finally doing so well here at the end of the season and peaking at the right time, just in time for the Big Sky tournament. So excited for a big run in the tournament and hopefully an NC2A bid.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? And Sean, be honest, when they were 1-7 in the Big Sky Conference, when their record was 1-7, how were you feeling about this team's chances of doing something crazy, you know, throughout the season and specifically in this Big Sky tournament coming up?
Well, I didn't know if we'd have this kind of a run, but I always knew this team had it in them. You know, we saw it early on. They almost beat Texas Tech at Texas Tech. They knocked off CU at CU. And any of the losses they had, even early on, were tight losses, you know, up at Montana State, up at Montana. And then to start the season, it wasn't like they were getting blown out anywhere. So this team definitely has the talent. They've got the players. They've got the coach. It was just a matter of getting it all pulled together. And you got to keep in mind, too, a lot of new faces. And every year, it seems like in college basketball, you got so many new faces to deal with. And it takes teams a minute to get to playing together and really operating as a unit. And I think we're seeing that now.
Joining us now, Sean Ostoff, the president of Bank of Colorado, also a former UNC Bear. And you're big into, obviously, you support a lot of these teams. You know, you went to UNC, played for UNC, but also went to CSU, so I know you support the Rams too. But what does it mean to you to have played for the University of Northern Colorado and then to continue not only following closely as a fan, but you follow closely as a supporter, as someone who really, obviously we know Bank of Colorado Arena, you guys do a lot for this community. You do a lot for the University of Northern Colorado.
Well, Greeley in Northern Colorado, heck of a community, and we've had so much support from customers and businesses in Greeley, and we just try to do what we can to support the communities we serve and try to make the community a better place. UNC is a huge part of the community in Greeley, and so it's an honor and a privilege to be associated with such a great athletic department, number one, but the university as well. We do some stuff with the business school and other places, and of course our fearless leader Andy Feinstein's a good friend, and he's done such a heck of a job bringing the medical school to UNC, and it's really going to make a huge difference to Greeley and Northern Colorado, and it actually the state of Colorado, because it's the only other place other than CU Medicine that offers a medical degree. So it'll be unbelievable for UNC and for the state.
And Sean, you know, you and I, we have a connection. We're both Eastern Colorado dudes. And how did an Eastern Colorado dude end up here, end up playing college basketball, and then ends up being a president of one of the biggest banks in the state? I mean, that's quite the journey, my friend. That doesn't just happen for us small town kids, man. We don't have all these opportunities around us, so we got to come up here to the big cities and try to pave our way.
Well, I think you're being a little too generous there with that, Brady. But, you know, I tell everybody I graduated in the top 12 of my class, and so that was the start of it. But as you know, there were only 12 in the class to start with because it was a pretty small school. But, you know, like my dad told us when we were growing up, you just got to do the best you can with the job you've got, and good things will happen. And I think that's the key to life is work hard, do your best, and good things happen. And that's been the case for me, and I know it has been for you. And most others, I think, would probably say that. Better just to stay in your lane, do the best you can, good things will happen.
What does it mean to you personally to be in a position where you have a business, an entity that can give back and support, you know, your old school?
Well, I'm fortunate to be in the position here with Bank of Colorado. We're a terrific organization owned by the Dinsdale family, who is so generous in all the markets we serve. You look at the communities we serve around the state, and we've been very generous in all of those communities, thanks to the Dinsdale family and their desire to try to do the best we can in the communities we serve to make the communities a better place. And that's really a tribute to the Dinsdale family and the founder of the bank, Roy Dinsdale. And he was always so supportive of whatever the market president wanted to do in those communities, because he always said, they know the communities better than I do, and I want them to make sure they do whatever they can to support that community. So that might mean different things in different communities, but we're proud to be able to do what we do in the communities we serve and to give back and to help make them a better place, hopefully, than it would be otherwise.
Yeah, well, and you're out in the community all the time, you know, not just on the sports side of things, but giving back constantly and just making your presence known throughout it. And I know we're all thankful. There's not many people that in my circles, at least, that don't know the name Sean Ostoff. So we love what you do. We love what you do for this community. But Sean, let me ask you this too: when did you know, or when did you start thinking I might be able to play college basketball?
Oh, gosh, I didn't know for sure, but I think you and I had this conversation. You know, you start playing a little bit and feeling pretty good, and I always thought I'd go to CSU and play basketball and get my engineering degree, but they didn't see it the same way I did, Brady, you know. So they didn't offer me a scholarship, and I was lucky enough that UNC offered me a scholarship to come and play at UNC. So life doesn't always go as you plan it. But again, just work hard and good things will happen. And I felt fortunate to get an education from UNC and have the opportunity to play a little basketball while I was there. So it was a fun time.
Sean, do you stay in touch with a lot of those teammates from that you know, the late 80s, that 88, 89 basketball team that was honored, you know, into the Hall of Fame not too long ago?
You know, a handful. Of course, Mike Higgins, I lived with Mike for 3 years. We were teammates and good friends. He's still there in Greeley. Toby Mosier, he's in Boulder, and we communicate probably not as frequently as we should. I'm probably the one at fault there, but we need to get together more and relive the glory days, as they say. But all great guys, and they're all doing good things in the communities they're in too.
Well, and we're going to, thanks to you setting this up for us, we're going to bring Mike Higgins on the program today, actually. We're going to, because we're building up the hype, Sean. We're trying to get geared up for this Big Sky tournament. So who better to help us do that than a couple of stud, you know, former basketball players that played for the Bears, man? No, who better to talk to us about that?
Well, Mike's your guy there. Mike's one of the great all-time greats from UNC and, gosh, all-time greats coming out of Colorado. And he had such a tremendous career, not only at UNC, but professionally as well. I think Mike played until he was some ridiculous age, like 42 years old or something, and played overseas, had a few stints in the NBA, but just a great guy and an incredible basketball player, obviously.
Well, Sean, we give him a pass, right? Even I know he was a Laker, but I can give him a pass for today, right? That's especially since the Nuggets won last night. So that's, I won't bring up any sports hate or bad blood or anything. It's going to be all respect here on the program.
That's right. And I know he's a Nuggets fan too. And gosh, they're playing great. That was fun to watch last night.
Did you hang in there? Did you stay up and watch the whole thing?
I did. I might have nodded off a couple of times, but I did see the finish.
I was hoping for, when they got up, a big at one point, I'm thinking, come on, just keep pouring it on because I would like to pass out right now. But Lakers made it interesting. The Nuggets found a way to get it done. And big win. Great basketball going on in the area, Sean. I love it.
That's right. I do too. Can't wait for Gordon to be back. And I'm so excited for both CSU and UNC coming into these conference tournaments because I think they both could make a deep run. And hopefully they both end up with an NC2A bid. You never know. That's why they play the games, right?
Damn, you never know. We could have a lot of excitement coming up here as we get to mid to late March. Sean, my friend, I think the world of you, man, and I always look forward to our conversations. Really appreciate you giving us your time today to jump on the program. But you're always welcome, my friend.
Well, it goes both ways, Brady, and thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
All right,
good
Sean.
Good to talk with you.
We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Go Bears.
All right, let's go Bears. Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado. Almost said Bank of Colorado Arena, which I guess kind of is. But Sean's a great dude. And he's another one of those great community leaders that played for the University of Northern Colorado. So absolutely diehard fan of Sean. And I'm a diehard Bears fan. I went to UNC as well. I'm not a president of a bank or anything, but I get to be long across from Michael every day. So I think Sean and I are tied probably as far as our career success go there.
I'm an aardvark.
Yep, that's true. 46 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break here. Thanks, Mike.
I went to Ames.
I know. So did I.
We had a mascot. Ames. We didn't have any sports teams.
Yeah, why'd you have, why a mascot? Why a mascot?
I don't know. There was a guy who was dressed up in a mascot.
Just walked around campus? Just like walked around? Like, hey, go students. Yeah.
Well, he was at an event one day for some reason.
Oh, okay. Only pull out the aardvark in special occasions. 46 after. We'll be right back.
Two dudes, one mission. To provide the best morning radio in Colorado. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.